Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
The world to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. It was an absolutely... I mean, everybody's in a great mood. It was a beautiful spring day here in New York. The sun was shining in the sky. The flowers were blooming in the fields. The discarded face masks were blowing in the streets. Speaking of which, yesterday, President Biden signed a House bill immediately ending the COVID-19 national emergency. The emergency is officially over, ladies and gentlemen. This means... I'm not sure what it means, like, for our health, but here, this means that we here can finally get back to some of our favorite pre-pandemic late show segments, like Subway Blind Taste Test.
Is it a Brooklyn-bound F train running express on the D line?
Yes, oh my God, honey!
Then this morning, Biden was off to the Emerald Ireland. The trip is part diplomacy and part homecoming because Biden's ancestors came to the U.S. from Ireland in the mid-1800s when Biden was just a teen. Ahead of the trip, oldie but a goodie. Ahead of the trip, CNN caught up with some of Biden's Irish cousins to ask about their famous relative.
Girls, how does it feel to be related to a president?
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
He's president.
And have you met him before?
Yeah, we've met him twice.
He was just eating our chips, and when the fancy meals came out, he just wanted the chips and chicken nuggets.
He was stealing your chicken nuggets?
Yeah.
Thanks for the nugs, cuz. Good kids. Love those chips. I love it. Anyway, thanks for the nuggets. You guys get the Shamrock Shake all year round here? Send one to your Uncle Joey, would you? Back stateside, we only get them in March. My favorite flavor, green chuck. Biden famously incorporates Irish poets into many of his speeches and has been called the most Irish president since JFK, who became the first serving U.S. president to visit Ireland in 1963. And like Biden, the crowds went nuts when JFK recited some classic Irish verse.
There was an old fella from Dublin whose flatulence was rather troubling. He said to a lass, you can tell I passed gas because my bath water just started bubbling.
So anyway, Biden's over in Ireland all week, and, you know, he might just want to stay for a while because stateside, we are looking at a complete collapse of our judicial system. On Friday, a federal judge in Texas suspended the FDA's approval of an abortion pill. Evidently, this judge thinks he knows more about medication than the FDA, which is why he's the star of the new CBS drama, Dr. Judge Legal Pharmacist. Refill overruled. The medication in question is a widely used pill called mifepristone, which has been on the market for more than 20 years. You can't just randomly ban things that have been around for decades just because you don't like them. You know how I know that? Mel Gibson. It's been 4 days since this judge announced the ban, and America, she don't like it. According to a new Ipsos poll, 70% are opposed to it, including 82% of Democrats and 53% of Republicans. Wait a second. Democrats and Republicans agree on something? That feels weird. It's like one of those unlikely animal friendships where you see a deer and a lion. It's kind of neat, but it feels unnatural because, you know, one of them's going to get snacky. And it's not just human people who are against this ruling. It's also corporation people. A letter condemning the judge's decision was signed by more than 400 leaders, of the pharmaceutical industry. That's right, baby! America standing shoulder to shoulder with our heroes at Big Pharma. Okay, that makes me anxious. And I hope they have a pill for that. And they do. In this group letter, the pharma fellows point out that mifepristone has proven to be safer than Tylenol, nearly all antibiotics, and insulin. So it seems like there wasn't much about protecting public health in this ruling. We ingest way worse stuff than medication. Have you tried fried Oreos? They are Schedule I controlled delicious. And the pharma bros are upset about the precedent this ruling sets, explaining if courts can overturn drug approvals without regard for science or evidence, any medicine is at risk for the same outcome. And if there's one thing Big Pharma doesn't like, it's you taking away their ability to sell you drugs. Try it, and they will bring the hurt. And then they will prescribe Oxy for the hurt. Side effects include them making a lot of money. This ruling hasn't gone into effect yet and is being appealed, but as a precaution, states like Massachusetts and California have begun stockpiling the pills, and Washington's Governor Jay Inslee has bought a 3-year supply in case of a ban. And you can follow his adventures on the new CBS drama, Dr. Governor Legal Pharmacist, now streaming on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, a mountain of fine. He's also a cop, okay? With all the problems this country is facing, the GOP is laser-focused on what matters to Americans most. Toilet stuff. In recent months, Republicans in Iowa, Arkansas, Alabama, Oklahoma, and Tennessee have all passed bills addressing bathroom use for trans people. What is the obsession with who's in the bathroom? My house only has gender-neutral bathrooms. Everyone uses them, and the only complaint I've heard is that the Rolling Stone in the magazine rack is from 2004. The latest anti-trans bill is down in Florida, and one of its fiercest advocates is Republican representative and school principal whose edible kicked in right in the middle of picture day. Webster Barnaby. Yesterday, Barnaby offered a confusing metaphor for what it's like to share a world with trans people.
I'm looking at society today, and it's like I'm watching an X-Men movie. It's like we have mutants living among us on planet Earth. And, you know, some people don't like that, but that's a fact. We have people that live among us today on planet Earth that are happy to display themselves as if they were mutants from another planet. This is the planet Earth.
There's a lot to unpack there. First, the X-Men are from planet Earth. Second, if you're against trans people, why would you compare them to incredibly cool superheroes with laser eyes, indestructible skeletons, or who control the weather with sexiness? Most importantly, the entire message of all of these movies is that society should accept everyone no matter their differences. Stan Lee himself said he created the X-Men characters as a metaphor for civil rights, and the franchise is explicitly a gay rights parable. So Barnaby is purposefully misrepresenting these X-Men movies unless his mutant power is being a dumbass. Right-wing nut jobs aren't just mad about trans people using bathrooms, they're also mad about trans people drinking beer. Because some conservatives are boycotting Bud Light over its partnership with a trans activist. Come on, guys, the only reason anyone should boycott Bud Light is if there's anything else to drink. Like Bud Light Lime, which is delicious. The charge was led by conservative thought leader Kid Rock.
Grandpa's feeling a little frisky today. Let me say something to all you and be as clear and concise as possible.
Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw also tried to get in on the dumb.
Saw Bud Light's stupid ad campaign. So guess what we're going to do? We're going to throw out every single Bud Light we've got in the fridge. All right, well, I guess that was easy.
Got him, no Bud Light. However, internet smarties did point out that Crenshaw has a lot of Carbach, which is owned by Anheuser-Busch. Foiled again by corporate hegemony. I'm done with Nestle. I'll stick to Kit Kats. They own that? Fine, I'll just chug some coffee, mate. Seriously, that too? Okay, one bowl of Purina dog food, please. No way. Fine, then I'll just drink this bottle of Garnier Fructis moisturizing shampoo. What? We got a great show for you tonight.
More Late Show Poncho after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I got a really important announcement tonight. Yes. Is that you guys know what the Webbies are? They're the Web Awards. Yeah. You get one of these if you win. Took that out of a shock absorber of a Ford F-150. And we are up for three. We got nominated for three Webbies this year. Got, these are the three, Becca, over here. We got Best Comedy Podcast for the Late Show Pod Show.
Come on.
We got Best Comedy Social Platform, yeah. The Late Show at Colbert Late Show Socials, and Best Celebrity Social, which is my feed, Stephen at Home.
Wow.
On the Twitter.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
On the Twitter. This is a fun thing. You know who's up against us in Best Social Celebrity Social? Jennifer Garner.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, oh, wow. We're going to duke it out tonight.
The drama.
Yeah, we're going to duke it out tonight. And you can help with this. You can vote for The Late Show for all three Webbies. And that link is on our Twitter page, at Colbert Late Show. Or you can scan this QR code right there. You can scan this QR code right there. And please vote now. Voting is open until April 20th. Good luck to all of us. But really us. Really us.
Coming up, Jennifer Garner.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Is an actor you know from Alias, Juno, and Peppermint. She's now an executive producer and star of the new series, The Last Thing He Told Me.
Is that Ava again? It's pretty insistent, even for him.
Yeah. Same old.
Morning, Bailey. Can we go?
Well, I think I should get dressed first.
Dad, I'm gonna be late.
Bales, we're all 5 minutes from school. I know for a fact first period doesn't start for 20. How about we start with good morning?
I'll wait out front.
Maybe I'll start running in the morning.
Just wait it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please welcome back to The Late Show, Jennifer Garner. Jennifer Garner.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Wow. There you go. Lovely to see you.
Tonight, so good to see you.
It's so nice to have you on. You're a vision to behold and just a delight to talk to. And I want to thank you for helping us get these puppies into a forever
home. How are we going to split them up?
the puppies. Yeah. I'll take the first six, you take the second six.
Great.
But would you like one of the puppies? Because I know you've got animals at home.
I do.
You have a big open heart and have a lot of animals. Who do we, can I ask you, I got a couple of pictures here.
Sure.
Could you tell us who these people
sure.
are? Who is, this is a nice one. Who do we have here?
Oh, that's Birdie the doggy. And Birdie
likes, the what?
Birdie
the doggy.
Yes, and okay. Birdie likes to read. We read kids' books.
Really? What's mm-hmm. his reading level?
He's kind of a picture book kind of dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. And mm-hmm. what other animals do you have?
I have a cat named Moose. There's a theme, so, Steven.
I could tell. So a dog named Birdie, a cat named Moose.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a bird named Snake? What do you...
We had a bearded dragon named Squid. But thank God somebody wanted to have that dragon more than we did. So it
Why
went to a new
home. Why,
are
they hard to handle?
No, it smelled, the crickets got everywhere, none of us. It turned out I don't have a heart for reptiles, it turns out.
Warm-blooded.
Warm-blooded. I'm warm-blooded.
There you go. So this is, this is a certain slice of chaos. What is going on here with Moose?
Moose had an accident and...
Yeah?
And I had to wash him.
And there's nothing cats love more than being held down and getting wet.
I mean, it had to happen, Stephen. It wasn't like, oh, let's just... I mean, he was befouled. And he...
Self-befouled.
Yes.
Smell befouled. And yes. What is going on? What's that?
Well,
look at that neck.
He wasn't happy about it, you know?
No.
No.
He didn't use his indoor words?
He didn't use his indoor nice voice. But he was a pretty good sport. I had to just take it on the chin and... Go for it.
Mm-hmm. This is from your Instagram feed,
yes.
Is it not?
Yes.
Which you have like 14 million people on your Instagram feed, right?
You know, how many, we're adversaries in this way.
They took away my Webby. Yes, we're,
yeah.
we are going toe-to-toe, mano-e-geno in the Webby Awards. And you know what?
I'm
no hard
vote
feelings.
For you.
I'm going to vote for me,
you.
Too. Thank you. That is so sweet. That is so generous of you.
Yeah.
Because I really think it would be great if you won, because your Instagram is a gift. I mean, Evie fell in love with it. And because
oh
she would
gosh.
Send me all these
that
things. She's like, where
day.
Are you getting this? She's like, oh, I've been following Jen for forever. And, you know, I've written you saying, like, what? If
yeah.
I'm having a down day, I'll look at your Instagram
feed.
Oh,
that's so nice.
How much work goes into that? Like, how much of your time? Or is it all kind of spontaneous?
Well, it's just Mo Grosser and me, and we just, the two of us, she had worked with me for a while, and suddenly I was like, guess what? We're doing Instagram. And so she shoots it and cuts it and puts all the music and makes it fun.
And you cook and you dance with
and
your
yeah,
mom.
And yeah, we just do silly things. I don't know. Yeah. We just catch little slices of life because she's with me anyway. And
oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Your mom lives out in L.A.?
No, just when she's visiting. You know, mom loves a moment in the spotlight. If she were here, she would...
Oh, does she?
Oh, yeah.
Did she ever perform?
Pat Garner, I think once at Northeastern State in Oklahoma.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
I asked because my mom wanted to be an actress.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I'm kind of vicariously
yeah.
for me.
Uh-huh,
it was kind of a lot
uh-huh.
of fun for her, yeah. Yeah, she loved this.
Yeah, my mom likes it.
I took my first set of, like, my proof sheet of headshots to my first agent, and my mom had jumped in at the last minute to take photos with me just because she was there. Because I said, you call me. I feel mm-hmm, so much mm-hmm. more comfortable when you're around. And so my agent had a jeweler's loop out. She goes, don't show this one. And my mom was in the photo. Don't show this one to anyone. They're going to cast her.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Okay, Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I knew you.
Jennifer Coolidge. Yeah.
Jennifer Coolidge. I knew you back in the 90s when we first
yes.
met, mid 90s. And Jennifer Coolidge recently told reporters she always wanted to play a dolphin.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
And the reason I say I knew you back in the 90s is because after we knew you and you were a babysitter briefly, you went to LA and we thought, oh, poor Jen, we'll never see her again. And you almost immediately booked this. Do you know, can you tell
yes.
people what this is?
Okay, there was...
You posted this after,
I did.
After Jennifer Coolidge
just
said that.
I just recently posted this. It was a show called The Return to Fantasy Island, starring Malcolm McDowell. And I went as a guest star, just as we met as guest stars on Spin City. I had an illustrious guest star career. I played a dolphin, who was also a girl, who was also a dolphin.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Jennifer Coolidge wants to play a dolphin, and you posted this.
What's your name?
I'm Michael. What's yours?
People can't pronounce it in English. So,
Call me Sally. Michael! Michael!
You're a dolphin!
Tips.
What was some of your backstory? Did you do a ride along?
Do you know what I had to do? They needed me in an aquarium, so they took me to the North Shore of Hawaii, and they put me in this huge aquarium with a hammerhead shark and a tiger shark. And
no
I swear to you, this is when you're an expendable young actress. And I took a scuba thing and I sat on the bottom. They would roll camera. I sat on the bottom of the tank and I watched because I had to go through a tunnel and I didn't want to meet the hammerhead in the tunnel. And they said, they've been fed, you're fine. So I sat on the bottom and I breathed through this thing. And when the hammerhead got to where I was okay, I would do the take. And at the top of the take, I had to tread water at the top of the tank.
Knowing that there's a hammerhead shark.
Knowing there's a hammerhead shark. But I did it.
We have to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere because we'll be right back with more Jennifer Garner, everybody. Stick around.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
It's the star of The Last Thing He Told Me on Apple TV Plus. It's Jennifer Garner, everybody. Now,
yes,
you've
sir.
Gone from being a dolphin to being executive producer of the new show, The Last Thing He Told Me. It's a miniseries based on Laura Dave's 2021 book. And what's it about?
65 plus weeks on the bestseller list. It is such a killer book. If you haven't read it, please rush out and get it right now. It is about a woman who is married to the love of her life. She married late in life. He disappears, and she is left with his daughter, her stepdaughter, who's a teenager, played by beautiful Anne Gowrey Rice. We have an antagonistic relationship, but we both love the same man, Nikolai Coster-Waldau. Can you blame us? And we have to work together to figure out this mystery. So there's a thriller, but also at the center of it, it's two women who kind of learn to love each other and become a family. But that was so good. I mean,
that and a dolphin,
like,
too.
One after another.
Tonight. Well, I mean, and you've got your own children, you've got teenagers, and without any specifics, the eye-rolling daughter there, have you had any training with that?
What do you think? I mean,
were you an eye-rolling daughter? Did you give your mom any grief?
I feel like I didn't. I would say no, but I'm sure. I mean, you can't avoid it. You have to at some point,
no,
right?
No, it's autonomic.
Natural.
You have
yes.
no control over it at a certain point.
Yeah.
I was a perfect child.
Clearly.
That's why I went into comedy.
Yeah.
All the perfect children do.
Oh, yes. All the well-adjusted ones.
Now, Alias friends are thrilled to see that in this, you reunite with your TV
Spy Daddy,
on-screen
Victor
father,
Garber.
Victor Garber, right there.
Yeah.
And here you are for a trip down memory lane. Huh. There you are.
Oh, my
there
gosh.
There you are, Sydney. Is it true? Because I heard, I think it might have been the director who said that you can't stay in character when he's there.
Yes.
You just smile the whole
yes.
time.
Yes. Our showrunner, Josh Singer, he came on and he said, stop smiling at Victor. This is you're anxious. You've never broken character like this. What are you doing? And I can't help it. I just love him so much. It's Victor Garber.
You have a birthday next week.
I do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I understand you have a really lovely tradition that you do on your birthday. What do you do?
Well, I try to do something to start the year off on the right foot.
Okay.
And this year, we're gonna plant trees.
This is what I heard.
Yeah.
This is what I heard. So, before you go, and I wish you a very happy birthday, we've gotten you a tree to plant.
Oh.
It's an olive tree.
Oh.
There you go. Happy birthday. And as we are competitors now in the Webbies, it's an olive branch.
Yes. Fair enough.
Lovely to see you.
Thank you. It's so good.
The last thing he told me stars Friday on Apple TV Plus. Jennifer Garner, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
CBS Sunday, after the Equalizer.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
It's the season finale.
Everyone's looking for something.
Of Tracker.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker, CBS season finale Sunday after the Equalizer on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Hey everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.